You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
University of Otago master's student Anne Martin has conducted new research looking into the usage of pornography and its effects on intimacy levels between partners. BFM producer Hannah Ross spoke to Martin about what the research found and how this affects relationships.
My research was looking at with regard to intimacy and within a woman's heterosexual relationship. And so the criteria was that they had to be in a relationship for a minimum of 6 months in a committed relationship. And it found like most women, like 65% of them, they knew that their partner had viewed some form of pornography over the last 12 months. And it looked at their attitudes towards that pornography, and in that it measured it against intimacy. So the intimacy measured it using the pairs, and it was measured the socially, sexually, intellectually, recreationally, and emotional intimacy, along with their attitude towards pornography. So what it found is that women whose partners viewed pornography, the more the partner viewed pornography, the less intimacy the woman experienced in the relationship within all those scales, the social, sexual, intellectual, recreational, and emotional. Well, social was a tendency, but the others were all significant in their differences that they had. And it also had it asked women if it was an issue in their relationship, and it found nearly 10% of women were saying, yes, this is an issue in our relationship. So those were some of the significant findings that were there. It also found that women's own attitudes towards pornography, it didn't impact on themselves, and women's use of pornography, that wasn't an issue with regard to anything. So, and then I had comments that women were able to offer at the end of the survey, and 60 women offered comments at the end of the survey, and they ranged in opinions, with about 27 of those they were quite negative towards pornography, with some of those women having their own personal experience of issues surrounding pornography. And while other women, 18 of them were positive, yeah, they didn't see pornography as an issue at all. And 15 were ambivalent, but some of those ambivalent comments, they were okay if it's in other people's relationship, but it's not okay in my relationship. So their attitudes would have sort of changed if their partner had been using. Then I also looked at levels of just intimacy within itself, the intimacy of age and how that was impacting on intimacy within relationships. And it showed that the older woman received less emotional and less sexual intimacy, whereas those with longer relationships, they had a tendency towards less emotional intimacy, but they definitely had less sexual intimacy. But they experienced more social intimacy.
And why do you think that the use of pornography kind of affected the intimacy levels between the two partners?
Well, the study didn't actually go into, it wasn't a causal, it was the association between them. So that sort of left the field open for somebody else to do some further research with the causal side of it, because, you know, it can be that a partner is using pornography because they don't feel connected with the woman, but then the woman can also not feel connected to the man because he's using pornography. So, but because I didn't do any interviews with women, it was an online survey, I can't determine causality.
And how does this then, the intimacy kind of, that you found that it has affected the intimacy, how do you think this affects the relationship between the two partners?
It's one of those things that, you know, that we need to be talking about, and they need to be having those conversations with, because, well, each relationship's different, so how it's affecting them, but we do know that, you know, emotionally it is impacting on how they are, and it is impacting on them with, you know, and emotionally, you know, why is it impacting? That's the question, and we need to actually be doing some qualitative research as well to be finding out what's going on in couples' relationships.
And did you find that age and ethnicity viewings of pornography had a different effect in the research findings, or was it kind of relatively the same among everyone?
Not specifically my research, but research has shown that people's attitudes towards pornography change as they get older, and they can have a tendency to become more, a little bit more conservative in their attitude towards pornography. So, you know, that's that whole thing. If you're using the, there can be an agreed upon activity, and then later on it's not so agreed upon activity. So that's where conversations really need to take place between the in the relationship.
And what do you kind of hope that this research can then be used for?
Well, I'm hoping that couples will actually talk about this or go and see somebody and talk about this, so that it's not, it's the woman that is feeling disconnected from her partner because he is using pornography. It sort of can lay some foundational, yeah, okay, other women are feeling this too, I'm not alone. And, you know, it's something we can talk about. It's something we can discuss, whether we discuss it together or whether we go and see a therapist and discuss it with the therapist.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.